we thank you this morning. Thank you for just giving us this, this afternoon, this privilege again, just to be at your feet, Lord. In the morning when I rise, song says, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Let everything that's within me bless his holy name. And the angels, they bow down, they bend their knees, singing, worthy, holy, awesome. Worthy, holy, awesome are you. The one who was, the one who is, the one who's still yet to come. Father, we can say like David, you know, better is one day, better is 1 hour in your courts, better is just our time at your feet than a thousand elsewhere.
Into my heart, you see my heart, you see.
thousands elsewhere.
Salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord, he is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Oh, loving God, thank you so much. We come into your presence today in soaking prayer. And we just invite you to have your way with our hearts, Lord. For we know there is no hiding and no need to cover. You are good and loving and tender to us. So have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way with our hearts today in prayer. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Just a redeemer, but you are.
thy heart on the altar. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. And I will worship you, Lord, only you, Lord. And I will bow down before you, only you, Lord. Jesus, I will worship you, Lord, only you, Lord. Lord, I will
fire.
us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Our God, our Maker.
Praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared and revered above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens and the earth. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Here, Lord, we dwell. We dwell in your sanctuary, and we praise your name, the only one and only God, maker of heaven and earth.
Yes.
We come before you today, Lord, and we intercede for the nations. Lord, yes. May they come to know you as the one true God,
yes.
Maker of heaven and earth, and maker of each and every one, Lord, as image bearers of your love.
Yes.
Lord, we just lift up our nation to you, God. May they turn their eyes towards you, O God. Fix their eyes upon you, the one and only true God. Praise you, God. Praise
yes.
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Clean hands, give us pure heart. Give us your heart. Break our hearts for the things that breaks your heart. Let us not lead up our soul to another. Give us clean hands, Holy Spirit. Give us your heart. Let us not right now. This is our prayer. This is our heart's cry. God Almighty, that you would pour your spirit. You would pour your spirit in this generation. God, we would not be a generation that seeks your hand. We would not be a generation that seek your hand, Lord. But we would seek your heart, oh Lord. Let us be a generation that seeks your heart. Father, we pray that you'd continue to reveal yourself to those who are sincerely seeking you. Lord, we want to acknowledge this morning that we live in a generation where people are looking for miracles. People are looking for signs and wonders. They don't want to encounter you, but they just want something that makes them feel good. But as for us here today, God, we pray that you would not. You would give us your grace, that we would not lift our souls to another, that we would, our devotion would be only to you, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Let us not be a generation that God seeks your hands. We need your face, God. Let us not be a generation that seeks your hands when we need your face, God. We need your face. Let us not be a generation that seeks your hands when we need your face, Holy Spirit. Intercede for those who are struggling in their faith. For we know you're coming back. You're coming back, Jesus. And you're coming back for a pure bride. You're coming back for a pure bride, God. So hear our hearts cry this afternoon, Lord. You're not looking for the crowd, but you're looking for that one heart, that one person. Set apart a time to cry out and say, God, have mercy. We're sick and tired of religion. We're sick and tired of meetings. We're sick and tired of just people that come to church, but yet they have yet to encounter the power that can save them, that can set them free from addiction, that can set them free. The power of the name of Jesus, the power in the name of Jesus, the power of the blood. We want the real thing, God. We need you, Jesus. Let us not be a generation that seeks your face when we need, seeks your hands when we need your face. Let us not be a generation that seeks your face. Your hands when we need your face. And Father, we make that clear. Here in this place, we need your face, not your hands. I need your face, God. I need you. Like Moses prayed, Moses said, just let me encounter you. Just let me see. Said Moses, nobody sees me and live. Meaning when we encounter you, the flesh is dead. When we encounter you, earthly treasures is dead. When we encounter you, you know exactly what you were telling Moses about. You said, Moses, no one sees me and live. Right, just like so many people, they think they're right, they think they're on the right path. But Lord, somehow you allow Saul to encounter you. He saw you. And that's our prayer this afternoon, Jesus. See you. We want to encounter you. We want to encounter your light, your glory. Because when we encounter you, we're dead to ourselves. When we encounter you, our minds change. We come to know what it's like to do your, to live in your will. Let us not lift our soul to another. This afternoon, Jesus, we need you. I need you. I need you more than the air I breathe. I need you more than my next heartbeat. We need you. I need you. church's knees in need of you. We don't need a program, we don't need entertainment, Jesus. We need you, we need you, we need you. Father, we come to acknowledge that revival is birthed through prayer. As much as it is impossible to be alive, to be alive and not breathing, it is impossible to be a believer, a Christian, a strong Christian without prayer. Lord, we ask that you would start a movement of prayer, even start in their homes, God. Start in their homes. And Father, I pray for the members of this church. Lord, I pray that you would cause their heart to come to you.
You are worthy of all. Open heaven in this place.
Lord, this afternoon as we pray, we take this time to just continue to in one accord with Amy already prayed. But I just felt I need to say it again, Lord. We present this community before you. We pray for Lansdowne community, Lord. We believe that we know there are a lot of people, many people that needs you. And Lord, we acknowledge that we are a church for the community. You plant this church here. You brought us here, Father, to stand in the gap. For broken marriages, for broken relationships, for people who are broken, Lord. You're the God of restoration. Lord, we mention Lansdowne community. We pray for the teenagers. We pray for the young adults, Father. Pray for people who are just struggling in their addiction. There are people in this community that the spirit of addiction just surround them and cripple them. Father, we intercede for those people. Lord, we pray for the hopelessness. Those who find no hope and they feel like life has no sense. Jesus, Holy Spirit, you're the Spirit of truth, you're the Spirit of light, you're the Spirit of freedom. Lord, I reinforce this again until we know. We have a strategy to reach out to them, Lord. I pray as people drive by this building that your presence would just captivate. Not necessarily to bring them in. That's not what I'm talking about, Lord. But I'm praying that they will somehow find you. They would give a chance to the Holy Spirit. Because your word says the time has come. By the power of the Holy Spirit, people don't need to go to the mountain or come to the building. Although it's good, but Father, we pray that for those that have been church hurt, people that have been just so hurt by other people in the church that have been misrepresented. It happens to all of us. But Lord, I pray that you would just give those who've been church hurt grace. Give them a fresh revelation of your love. Give them a fresh revelation of your grace. Spirit in us, renewing us a pure heart. renewing us, a pure heart, renewing us.
Thank you for dreams. Thank you for
for the fire of the Holy Spirit that purifies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining, guys. Walk in His victory.